From the campus of Maharshi University of Management, you are listening to World Radio, KHOE 90.5 FM in Fairfield, Iowa. And this is the program, What's New on Campus. And today we welcome to the studios Dr. Alrik Arenander. He's director of the Brain Institute. Welcome, Alrik.
Thank you, Stan. It's great to be back with you, as always.
Yes, and I hear you've been world traveling, but we'll get that on another show.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. Please tell us, Alrik, the latest, both in new continuing ed courses coming out in your field and in the field of keeping a brain healthy.
Well, Stan, we are happy to offer to the community again a course, Why Our Brains Age? Because, you know, age happens. It's just the nature of life. But while aging itself may be unavoidable, falling apart is not necessarily the case. Okay. And although aging is a progressive disconnect, we want to remain more and more connected. And this is a course for the community. We're repeating it for a couple reasons. One, a number of people weren't able to attend it. A second reason is many people wanted to take it again. And it's a course with some new material, and it's very helpful for people to have a very comprehensive and in-depth analysis in a happy and enjoyable way of how their brain functions and why aging can be either a very good experience or a not-so-good experience. And what I'd like to do is maybe mention the course and then talk about some of the components of the course. Is that all right?
Sure.
Good. So it's a five-lesson course. It's going to start on this coming Saturday, the 9th of February. We decided to hold it in the afternoons on Saturday and Sundays over the next couple weekends and so forth. The signs are up around campus, and you can go to elearning.mum.edu, and there's also emails that have been sent out. So we're basically having five lessons, which will go through different aspects of the brain and the aging process. And I think people should realize the whole point of doing this course is that we all want to age well. We all want to live a long time and be very happy and healthy. And we want to be enlightened. Of course, having a good brain and a good mind requires that you have a good body carrying it around. It doesn't do much good to have a great, great situation cognitively and have the body fall apart on you. So everybody desires to have more and to be more. But what do we have to do to make that happen? And a lot of what we know, and many people actually have very good routines and habits in their lives, but there's always ways to improve things. So what do we need to do, and then how can we learn simply, enjoyably, and effectively to do it, and then how can we continue to do it? Because, as you know, many of the best desires and wishes don't seem to take traction. In other words, people want to lose weight, they can do it for 6 months or so, and then it's back again. Yeah, people want to exercise, they do it for a couple weeks, and then they're off. So we want to have people have the knowledge for a couple reasons. One is that when people get knowledge in a proper format, and we're going to have an enjoyable format, then their appreciation of their brains and their lives improves, increases. And whenever you can increase the appreciation, then you're going to care more about who you are and what you are and what you do. And then that'll lead to more effective and long-lasting action. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to find out how our brains are, and then we're going to learn about different aspects. For example, in lesson one, we're going to have brain basics. We're going to discuss the different cell types and how the brain functions and the value of memory and executive control, because everything really comes down to memory. The self is just the field of infinite memory, and we want to access that on every level of our physiology and in every cell. And then on the 10th, on Sunday afternoon, we're going to have a lecture that goes on to talk about the doshas and Alzheimer's and dementia and why that happens and what we can do to prevent that from happening and what herbs and supplements we can use to help make that work in a much better way. And then on the weekend of the 24th, on February 24th, we're going to have our lesson number 3. And then we're going to talk about the waste products that accumulate in our system. They're called AMA, and they can be in our joints and be arthritis, but they can also be in our brain and lead to dementia. And that takes us then to the idea of Agni and transformation and inflammation and how genes function. Because genes are just transforming knowledge into action or physiology. And so in that lecture, we're going to have a lot of fun talking about what Ayurveda knows about transformation, the Agnis, and genetic control over plasticity in our brain. And then the next weekend, on March 2nd, we're going to have a lesson number 4. And now we're going to talk about the Dhatus and Ojas, and in particular the glial cells, which are the glue of the human brain and the physiology, and how these things working together will create an essentially very coherent physiology and more the healthiest aging you can imagine. And then our final lecture will be on March 3rd, the next day after the 2nd. And that'll be, we'll talk finally about the cognitive aspects of healthy aging, the brain state and how mind and consciousness and longevity all to go together, and the value of Maharishi's Vedic technologies. I think we're all very blessed to be in this community where we have these fantastic consciousness-based technologies to make every aspect of life better. We want to help remind people about them and how to integrate them into a proper routine and take advantage of them. So that's basically the course as it's been laid out.
Now, will we be using our old friend to show us the physiology?
Absolutely. We're going to have, as part of each lesson, and we wouldn't do it any other way, the Vedic model, the model of Vedic physiology that was designed by Maharishi, and people in this community have been really enjoying for the last couple of years. So that model will be part of each lesson. And as everybody knows, watching that model enlivens those self-referral impulses of natural law that are deep within our own consciousness and enliven them in our physiology in a very simple and practical way. So it's a very, very exciting course we're going to have. We're going to have a lot of fun and learn a lot and grow a lot.
Well, this sounds very informative and very, very useful. And I'm so glad you put in here the understand the rationale behind different supplements. Because I know some people who just swear by supplements and they don't think there's much of anything else, but you have exercise here and other important aspects of keeping the brain healthy. And it's a very, very nice balance of topics you have here.
Yes, and we want to be comprehensive and organized in how we present all this to people. Basically, the key is we're all going to exercise. We're all going to eat light and right. We're all going to supplement when necessary in the proper ways. We're all going to socialize. We're all going to go for maximum mental challenge. And we're all going to be maximally self-referral. These are the keys to optimal aging. Exercise, eating light and right, using the proper supplements, socializing, challenging mentally ourselves, and being completely self-referral using Maharishi's technologies. These have been shown by modern science, all of them, to be the key components to healthy aging. And if we can, I could maybe spend just a moment talking about the value of exercise.
Wow.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Only because I think a lot of people feel that if you walk to the dome, that's exercise. And if you fly a bitten program, that's exercise. And indeed, there is some exercise there. But I think the physiology, especially how it was developed over the eons, would benefit from a little bit more exercise than that. And research is very strong on this, that exercise is one of the most powerful tools we can have to age properly. We want to allow our physiology to support maximum growth of consciousness. And for example, there was a study, what's called the Nurses' Health Study, and out of 122,000 nurses they've been studying for the last 40, 50 years, they took about 20,000 of those nurses and they looked at the amount of exercise and what the cognitive state of these people were. And now these nurses are, they're no longer nurses, but they were nurses. They're now 70 to 85 years of age. So these are old nurses. And they found that the ones that did more exercise had better cognitive functioning. And the ones that didn't exercise were not doing very well at all. And even medium exercise was basically just 12 hours a week of walking. So over and over again, the research shows that even just walking is very good exercise. You could walk a couple miles a day and it would be fantastic, okay? And of course, running occasionally is good too because you get a little more intensity going on. But we want people to understand that exercise should be a valuable part of our thing. And I think Maharishi over the years occasionally would indicate that we should have some activity in our lives. And the research shows, for example, Arthur Kramer did a study where he had people who were older, and he put them into a gym. He said, all right, you're going to spend an hour three times a week for 6 months. That's 1 hour only three times a week. That's 3 hours a week in the gym over 6 months. It's not a lot, okay? Now, you in group A, you're just going to sit around on the mat and stretch around a bit, stretch and move around and stuff like that.
Right.
Group B, you're going to be on the treadmill and you're going to work out and do the walking, okay? At the end of 6 months, they measure these two groups, the groups that stretched or the groups that actually were walking. And they found that not only were the group that walking had better oxygen consumption and the whole thing like that, but their brains were bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in 6 months, you can actually increase the amount of your brain, the volume of your brain. Now, whether that's more blood vessels or more nerve cells or more nerve connections or more processes, we don't know that. But to grow a bigger brain in 6 months from being on a treadmill is not a bad deal. And we know we want to have more and more brain cells. And a sound mind needs a healthy body. And we know that the things that are good for the body are also good for the brain. The things that are good for the brain are good for the body. So if you reduce the risk for bodily problems, you also reduce the risk for all the aging-related problems. And I would just finish with talking about that in genes actually influence how we exercise. They did some studies with twins showing that you could account for about two-thirds of variability of whether a twin wanted to exercise or not. Twin A and twin B, who wanted to exercise? Well, you could find that there's a genetic propensity for wanting to exercise, getting motivated to do it, getting the pleasure from it, actually appreciating whether you actually had a result from it. All these things have a genetic component.
Mm-hmm.
We also know there's a social component that people who are involved in groups, they get more out of it. In fact, they did a rodent study where they took these rodents and they had them exercise. And they took the ones that exercised in isolation and compared to the rodents that exercised and lived in a group, a social environment. And the ones that lived in a social environment had fantastic results. The ones that sort of worked out in isolation, not so great, you know, minimal results. In fact, the results were almost similar to just sitting around in the cage socializing with your friends. So we can see that exercise is an important thing. Research continues to show that actually you produce more baby brain cells when you exercise.
Uh-huh.
And we like all the brain cells we possibly can, especially new ones. They'll take on new possibilities. So from our point of view, when you have knowledge, knowledge transforms the brain. Knowledge is organizing power. And when you transform your brain, you can transform your life. Because, Stan, all our lives come down to is habits. We go through the day with routine. Habit A, habit B, habit C. Everything is a habit. Now, habits are good because they lead to efficiency and organizing and make things much better. But habits sometimes need to be changed. And one thing we know from research is you can't get rid of habits. You can change them, but you can't get rid of them. So what you need to do is learn how to transform, not eliminate, but transform habits. If you have a habit of sitting around on the couch and watching TV, that is a very strong habit in most people, for the ones that do that. So you can't get rid of that habit, but you could transform that habit so that you could actually do something more active and still get the pleasure and the results and the value out of it. So we want to take our desire, find out what to do, the best thing we can do, and then actually do it. And then we want to be able to continue to do it. This is the thing. And so everybody could read a book. Anybody knows about X, Y, and Z. But this course is going to make it very effective and very efficient that in just these five lessons, you can get a complete, in-depth, comprehensive overview of what it means to age healthily. And I think it's a service that people can benefit from because they will come out more motivated, more knowledgeable, and more willing to improve the quality of their life, quality of their brain, and therefore their ability to live a long life in enlightenment.
The best way to register for this course?
Well, you can go online. You can go to elearning.mum.edu. And excuse me. There's a little thing on the right-hand side. You can click on campus courses, and you can register. Or you can just come to the door on February 9th. Next Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. The courses, the lessons are all between 2 and 4 in the afternoon on Saturday and or Sunday. The February 9th, 10th, and 24th, and then March 2nd and 3rd. So for those who aren't off celebrating across the on the other side of the globe, we invite everybody to come this coming Saturday the 9th at 2 o'clock. We'll have the model of Vedic physiology and some great knowledge. We'll have a lot of fun. We'll actually have some exercises. We want to remind everybody that the keys to proper aging based on science are you need to exercise, you need to eat light and right, you need to supplement properly, you need to socialize, you need to stay mentally challenged, and you need to be self-referral. All these things work together. They're all symbiotic and working together to help create the best physiology for the longest and the happiest life in enlightenment.
Well, I'm convinced. So that's the first lesson is February 9th, and then February 10th, and then 24th, and then March 2nd, and March 3rd. And you can register online, or you can come to the door in Dalby Hall at 2 o'clock. That's when things get started, and you can see the plastic model, which is always a great joy. People have
great experiences.
Yeah, they have very good experiences with that. You get whole courses you've given just on that, haven't you?
Yeah. We've given, I think, over 30-some courses on the model of Vedic physiology around the world, and we've actually trained about 40 teachers now.
Whoa.
40 teachers on different continents to be able to give the course in their local locales.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, can you just tell us briefly, what is the advantage of looking at that model? I mean, I'm really fascinated with it, and everybody can't keep their eyes off of it. What is it that draws people to it?
The model is a technology Maharishi left for us. It's another self-referral technology. All day long, we hear sounds and we see sights, and we connect the sound and the sight, and all that works in our brain through different mechanics, which we've gone into in the course in terms of working memory and the prefrontal cortex and the sensory systems. But the point is, all day long, sight and sound goes in, we make a connection between the sight and sound, and then we act on it. Mm-hmm. It impacts our physiology. If somebody says, "Stan," you turn, look at the person based on the sound, okay? And there's a connection. The sound "Stan" means you. I mean, you've taken that sound as meaning you. Hmm. You take that very personally, actually, that "Stan" means you. And so what happens is that our identity is very much molded by all the experiences we bring in all day long. And over time, we create and evolve an identity that all these sounds and how we interact with them is who we are. Hmm. We interact with the universe in such a way that that's who we are. This mode of interaction is who I am. This mode of interaction like this is somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so when there's Stan, then that's that mode of interaction. What the model does is take this whole simple mechanics in the brain of connecting and creating an identity, mm-hmm. and allow individuals to enliven the most fundamental, or if you want to, cosmic identity. Mm-hmm. What is our cosmic identity? It's not that we're just a Stan with this sort of height and weight and stuff like that, and certain coat and certain amount of hair and stuff like that. Stan is, on the surface, one thing, on a deeper level, something more, and at the very deepest fundamental level of Stan's existence, we have complete unboundedness. Mm. We have infinity. We have infinite organizing power. We have all the bliss and intelligence of the universe available within each one of us. And that's what we want to really connect with. We do that all day long, but we don't do it in a very conscious and effective way. But if we use the model is a tool that allows us to go all the way to that value of Atma and all those infinite memories of self and perfect interaction of the universe, mm-hmm. and enliven it in our physiology in one stroke. Maharishi says, all knowledge in one blink. By watching the blinking lights of the physiology and by hearing the Vedic sounds, mm-hmm. what happens is that the mind makes a connection, like it does all day long. It makes a connection that physiology, yeah, those sounds. And when it makes that connection changes how our brain cells function, mm-hmm. how our DNA works, how our whole physiology functions. And of course, people who have watched the display knows there's the actual blinking lights with the Vedic recitation, and that's the actual experience of that identity of being cosmic. The Individual is Cosmic, the name of the course. But we also know that before each one of those sessions of the blinking lights and the sounds of the Ved, there's a narrative that Maharshi structured. He structured over a very long time, almost a decade, and untold number of revisions. And that particular narrative, what it does is that it allows for the intellect to soften and settle so that when we get to the Vedic sounds, the intellect is already at the deepest level of its functioning, mm-hmm. and it won't get in the way of that connection, so that the formation of identity of being cosmic is nearly instantaneous and the most perfect it possibly could be. Wow. So Maharshi left this advanced technique for us, which is just fantastic, just fantastic. And of course, all around the world, people have reported these experiences on level of their program, on level of their perception of their reality, and level of health.
Yes, I've heard only good things about that model and how people respond to it. So every lesson, there's an opportunity to see the model and hear the recitations.
Yes.
And, this sounds absolutely amazing. Why our brains age and what we can do to stay youthful. So, Dr. Alaric Alexander, we're looking forward to this, and the first lesson being on February 9th at 4 o'clock.
No,
2 o'clock.
2 to 4.
That's right. And you can register online,
so
or
what
you can
time
register
is it?
Between 2 and 4.
Okay.
See?
What time is it?
I've listened to the recitations, too.
2 to 4. 2 to 4 on Saturday and or Sunday.
That's right. Very good.
And we'll have a nice syllabus that people can have and everything.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it'll be great. I mean, the last course was fantastic. This will even be better. So they always get better and better. You know, I just can't do the same thing each time. So.
No. I can tell stories about that. But anyway, so why our brains age and what we can do to stay youthful. Thank you, Dr. Alexander, for coming in and tell us about this course. And I'm sure we're going to have a lot of people there, me included.
Great. Stan, what a joy. KOHE is such a great jewel in this community to help spread knowledge of all of Maharshi's programs and things that we can do to be just the best person we possibly can be and help this world just move into a new age. So it's just fantastic. Thank you, Stan.
Well, it helps to have faculty like you around to make it work.
The university has fantastic faculty. It's just great.
Well, thank you, Dr. Hernander. We're looking forward to this course. And to all of our listeners on KHOE, thank you for listening to What's New on Campus. And we look forward to seeing you at Dalby Hall February 9th for the first course. Thank you.
What time?
Between 2 and 4.
Gee, that's really good, Stan.
Am I working on the A here?
Oh, man, you're like cooking here.
So please join us then.
See you all there.
Jai Gurudev.
Jai Gurudev. Jai Gurudev.